This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
You know we need them, yeah. Yeah, we need those strategies for living. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I think I'm ready. I hope they're ready.
I do too. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, Lauren, there's a lot of people today that, family life, family direction.
Yes.
A lot of people today are saying, you know, I need more. We need more guidance. We need more information.
There's quite the evolution within the family unit.
Absolutely.
Right now.
What if we were to turn to a name that most all of us recognize?
Yeah. Who are you suggesting?
Montessori.
And
the Montessori family, the Montessori home. I recently ran across the work of Teresa Angelus, and she's got a book out. And so I invited Teresa to come on. Her book is called The Montessori Home and Beyond, Nurture the Heart of Your Child and Family. And I loved that.
Yes.
Because the Montessori method is a transformative method. And I was struck by Teresa's idea to use that method to create the ideal family environment. And you know, she doesn't just write about this, she lives it, because she's got a lot of personal stories that I'm sure some of which she'll share with us today, raising six children using this method.
Yeah, and I think that's so important for the world as we're evolving, right? Because we are seeing some cracks and faults in the current system. And I think it's important to support this new developing world of empathy and autonomy and understanding really who we are as humans.
Absolutely. So we may have, at least our life strategist today, Teresa Angeles, may have some answers for
us. I can't wait.
The Montessori Home and Beyond, that's today on Strategies. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Teresa Angeles, the Montessori Home and Beyond. That's today, right here on Strategies for Living. Strategies for Living, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Teresa Angeles. She is a mother of six, grandmother of eight. She is an experienced Montessori certified teacher for children 2 to 12 years old and a past homeschooler. She has a master's degree in education with an emphasis in Montessori from Ties Institute at Endicott College. And she is the author of The Montessori Home and Beyond, Nurture the Heart of Your Child and Family. Teresa, welcome. Welcome to Strategies.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, David and Lauren. I'm very grateful to be here. And I checked your site out online and have listened to some of your podcasts and absolutely love them.
Thank you.
I listened to the one about the 14 grandmothers who started the friendship bench.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that a wonderful idea? It gives us hope for the world. But you know what you're doing, Teresa, also gives a lot of hope. Now, let's start here, because we probably have some people listening who have heard over and over. They've heard Montessori for years and years.
Right.
But they probably, a lot of people don't know who Maria Montessori was, what she did, what Dr. Montessori did with education and what the Montessori method is. I know that's a lot, but I know you can handle it. So give us Montessori 101, Teresa.
Well, I would absolutely love to do that. And speaking about Maria Montessori is one of my favorite things. It really gets me excited just realizing the passion that she had for children and life in general. She was actually one of the first Italian female doctors in Italy. And women didn't become doctors at that time, but she chose to become a doctor and became quite a well-versed medical doctor. And as she was working with children, she realized that her passion was really with children. So she left a lucrative medical career to pursue education. And she had an anthropology degree and two other degrees, which I can't state right now which they were, but she was a very well-educated woman and started working with special needs children and found that she could use her medical observation skills to more specifically identify their needs. she took it even further. Then she thought, well, there must be ways to reach these children and help them. She started in a poor area of Rome and started, as she observed the needs of the children, she created activities that met those developmental needs and found that the children were doing better and better. They were healing and behaving better, if you want to call it that. Right. But their socialization was much better. They started becoming very happy with the work they were doing because it was meeting their needs. Okay. So Montessori said that observation is the key. Everything she observed, she wrote down, and she said that the observations were her method. They were her approach. Mm. And if you happen to pick up a book about Montessori, or book by Montessori, I should say, they're just amazing. They really give you new insight about children and why she chose the materials that she chose to work with them. She used materials that were around her, weights and scales, and she did a lot of work with children in the outdoors. She right. taught them to observe the cycles of nature and gardening and all of that, and was able to transform these children's lives. And then she took her, and please interrupt me whenever you want to, yeah. but she took her observations and what she found helped these children and applied it to children who didn't have special needs right. and found that they flourished as well.
Mm.
So her extensive work in observation eventually led to writing many, many books and then starting training programs for teachers, because she realized that the whole world needed a new view of children. Mm-hmm. Children did not need to be told to be silent. They needed to move and speak and not be still. They needed to use their environment to stimulate their senses. Mm-hmm. She went and observed in an orphanage one time, and she saw that after meals, the children would get down on the floor and pick up all the crumbs. And the leader of the orphanage was disgusted and said, oh, you know, they're just like animals. And she said to herself, and I don't know if she said this out loud, but she realized that the children were craving stimulation. Mm-hmm. And that was one way that they could do something in their
yeah.
environment.
Yeah.
They didn't a lot of activities. So they used that opportunity to get down and use their pincer grip and find crumbs on the floor and probably eat a little more too. But she was very, very empathetic toward children and people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think she was passionate and led by the spirit to uncover more and more about children. So mm-hmm. I say that she started a revolution in the world and
absolutely
had, you know, shared what she saw of children, and the world started changing with her. She had a classroom with the glass walls at the World's Fair in New York, and I think it was 1906, and people could come and stand outside and watch her teach and how the children, not even teaching, she created an
since 1981. Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Environment where children taught themselves mm-hmm. and of course had guidance and support and help, but the children were free to wash clothes, and after meals they scraped their own food and washed their dishes and stacked them, and people were just amazed.
You know, so, a lot of people today are saying that there needs to be a change yeah. in our education system. And I'm wondering, just listening to you, if we were to be able to simultaneously look in on for 5 or 10 minutes, we were to look in on, let's say, an average
traditional
sixth grade traditional classroom, mm-hmm. and we were to then step into another area and look in on a typical sixth grade Montessori school, mm-hmm. what would be the difference that we would observe, Teresa?
Well, I love answering this question, David, because I taught in an elementary Montessori for over 10 years, and I love working with those children. So I would say that the public education, or traditional, I should say, would find children sitting in desks for many hours a day.
Right.
They were given work to do, all the same work, and they had to complete it as fast as they could, and did not have a lot of options for choice.
Right.
Right.
In the Montessori classroom, the environment is set up for the children to move as much as they would like. They have floor mats, floor tables, tall tables with chairs, chairs and tables by themselves, chairs and tables with groups of children, because elementary children tend to be very social. Mm-hmm. And in their social environment, they actually learn a lot as they discuss and work together on projects. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's the matter of choice is really the biggest issue here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that researchers have found is that even in the toddler classroom, when children are given the ability to choose their work and to work on it as long as possible, you know, within reason, they develop executive functioning skills, which is the skills of time management, planning, self-control, creative problem solving, imagination, all of those things that we need to function and be healthy in society.
Right.
And so I go back again to that elementary classroom. So the children may be sitting at times, but they're not sitting in desks.
Right.
They're not assigned to one location. They can move anywhere around the classroom. And the teachers do have a lot of guidance, I would say. When I worked as a Montessori elementary teacher, we met with our students every week, or I did. Mm-hmm. I met with them. We had they created their own planners, and they filled in what they were going to do in all the different subjects each week, what material they would use, how many problems they would do each day, you know, what kind of writing they would do. And I think that over time, this does create those skills that I talked about of executive functioning. Mm-hmm. And I just found that those children were so happy. I actually met with some of them just this past week who had been in my class about 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and they were doing so well. They were flourishing in science and writing and in math and socially, and just very happy students.
This,
does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Yes. And we got to take a break here in a moment. But when we come back, I'd like to, you know, then transition. Okay, so you do Montessori, you teach Montessori. I want to talk about your transition then.
How into, can we bring it into the home?
Yeah, bringing it into the family, bringing it into the home. Mm. Incredible stuff.
That.
The book is called The Montessori Home and Beyond, Nurture the Heart of Your Child and Family. Teresa Angelis is our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. We're talking about the Montessori home and beyond. Lots more to learn from Teresa as Strategies for Living continues. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Teresa Angeles today. She's our life strategist, and she's the author of The Montessori Home and Beyond, Nurture the Heart of Your Child and Family. So, Teresa, you taught Montessori. You're a certified Montessori teacher. Where did you get the idea to make the jump into the taking the Montessori?
Bringing your work home.
Yeah. And bringing your work home to you and then to all of us now.
To all of our hearts.
Well, thank you for that question. When I first heard about Montessori, I had two or three children, and I realized that I really needed Montessori. Mm. I wanted to create a home and a family that had peace and order from what I read about.
Right.
And so I took a training for the early childhood Montessori certification. It was an evening course, so I was at home with my children. By then I had four,
right,
and they were all six and under, which is the magical age Montessori talks about, of the absorbent mind. Children from 0 to 6, she said, live in an absorbent mind. It's just kind of a mysterious, magical time when children, as I'm sure everyone listening here identifies with that, you know, children are innocent and they're unconditionally loving. They hope, they have faith in everything.
Yes.
It's just a very amazing time when they can learn quickly.
Yes.
So anyway, I loved being with my children and I wanted to teach them. So I took this training course in the evenings and then worked with my children during the day and after for some years. And I found that being with them was just the most satisfying thing I could imagine. Later, I wanted to take more training, and I worked in Montessori schools to understand better how to use the system or the approach, and had fortunate opportunity to work in some wonderful schools, St. Nicholas Montessori and Federal Way, Washington, and Living Montessori in Bellevue, Washington, where I worked with wonderful Montessori communities. And I remembered the feeling of working with my children at home. And although it wasn't perfect because I didn't really do a practicum at that time, you know, I just took the informational part of it.
Right.
But I did the best that I could and I saw changes in our home. Our children felt more peaceful. We worked to create order in our home,
yeah,
and respectful relationships. And I was just so excited with the idea that I could impact my children at home,
yeah,
even though I you know, didn't have all of the training. I just did what I could.
What were the first things that you implemented into the home?
Well, I think I started decluttering I think it's, you know, Montessori is, in my mind, is about ordering the environment, bringing beauty and peace and presence. Mm-hmm. It's about being present with your child. And having Montessori in the home isn't about turning your home into a Montessori classroom. Mm-hmm. It's not. You can have some of the materials, you can make your own materials, but it's really about small, powerful shifts that transform your thinking and your experience. It's saying, I'm going to follow the child. I mean, you set boundaries as the adult,
right,
but you are watching and observing for what does my child need? What is my child interested in? And how can I bring more of that into my home or into my environment so they can learn more about that, whatever they're really interested in? Yeah. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, because I think as children have passions, we have passions, as children have passions.
Sure.
Absolutely.
If we can feed those passions, I think life is more fulfilling for them.
I love the idea of the triangle and looking at the child on one point of the triangle, the adult on the other point of the triangle, and the environment on the third point of the triangle. It's that important. And so bringing the Montessori environment into the home means structure and order, but it also means freedom and discipline. In the Montessori method, we probably want to ask, you know, sometimes people hear the word discipline and they think, oh, punishment, but it's not that at all. Talk a little bit about discipline, freedom and discipline going together in the Montessori environment, Teresa.
Well, I think, first of all, when you create order in your environment and in your routines, you have regular times for getting up and sleeping and eating and when you play, and children start to kind of intuit that rhythm. Mm-hmm. And I think that rhythm be peaceful. If when you have order in your environment and you declutter and you have low shelves, things that are all the materials and furniture is child size, they know it's for them. Mm-hmm. They know where to go get things. They understand how things are set up. And I encourage parents to create storage so they can get most of their things, you know, in categorized bins in a garage or wherever. So those little shelves, low for the child's height, can have specific objects and activities on them. And as they use those, they understand more and more how, you know, they are to take them out on their own and with our help, of course, at the beginning. Right. And they take them to a certain place, maybe a mat on the floor or a table. They get to choose. But then they're also responsible to put those away. Mm-hmm. So that's the part of the discipline that we're talking about. And it's teaching, it's showing, it's encouraging. It's doing it with them at the beginning. We can't just command children to put things away when they don't know how or they haven't learned. So in the Montessori approach, discipline is about teaching and showing. Mm-hmm. And it involves empathy, because we have to understand where the child is, what that child needs in order to master these skills.
Yeah. There's also a stimulation. There's the intellectual environment kind of nurtures a curiosity. And, you know, we talk a lot on strategies about, I often say, if I live to be 101, and I hope I do, I want to be a curious student right up to the end.
Absolutely.
What are the ways that in a Montessori home, bringing this into the family, that we would enhance the intellectual environment and nurture curiosity and interest in the home?
Well, again, I love that question. nurturing your child's interest is sparked by your observation. I really encourage parents to get a notebook, sit in a corner of the room like once a week for 10 or 15 minutes, if your child will let you, to be apart from them and to be quiet, just watching. Mm. You can ask yourself, what are they drawn to? What do they like to do? Mm-hmm. What do they not like? And of course, listen to them, you know, during meal times and anytime you're with them, and take notes. You also can observe yourself and note, you know, what you have a challenge with, what creates irritation, you know, and then reflect on all those notes at a quiet time when your child is sleeping or whatever, and then go after those, you know, do some research, talk to a friend, talk to a therapist, and figure out how can you nurture those interests? How can you heal yourself? Because as Dr. Daniel Siegel said, our best gift to our children is resolving our past issues.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think finding out their interests is number one. And I have used the multiple intelligences to do that by Howard Gardner. He has a magnificent description of 8 different kinds of intelligence that children can have. And looking at that, and there's a chapter in my book about it too, but looking at those, you can more closely identify what does your child love. And then you can bring things into the home. You can take them for lessons, depending on how old they are. Right. You can learn yourself. You can check books out from the library, you know, find videos, go to movies, travel, if geography is their interest, travel with them. It's just endless. And when the whole family gets involved, it can be just amazing, because you'll find that often families have similar interests. Mm-hmm. And if not, we can learn about each other's interests. Mm-hmm. And we can, for example, if we want to take a trip, we can involve our children in studying about it ahead of time, looking at books and videos. They can help estimate how many miles will we travel every day, what kind of transportation will we need, et cetera. They can eventually help plan those trips, or even as a teen later, plan them for us, you know.
Yeah.
But all of that, and one more thing, Montessori said that the goal is to create independent learners, just as you talked about, David. And doing these things helps our children one by one. And Montessori said the point of her program was to nurture life, to help life. So if whatever their needs are, is it to balance a checkbook when they're older, or is it to, you know, learn to put away their clothes, whatever it is that helps them become independent, that's what we need to be doing for our children.
Right.
And I have stories I'd love to tell, but I know we don't have a lot of time.
Well, we've got about a minute before break, but I tell you what, I'd love to hear some stories.
I would love to hear the stories.
So when we come back, I'm going to invite you to tell that story you're thinking about. This is
okay,
wonderful. This is wonderful stuff so far. People can get the book by going to the normal places that we buy books from. Teresa, what do you think? Okay.
Amazon and Ingram Spark both carry my book.
All right. The book is called The Montessori Home and Beyond. Nurture the Heart of Your Child and Your Family. Man, this is so needed for today.
Yep.
And I'm so happy that Teresa Angelus is here teaching us right here today on Strategies for Living. And we'll have more opportunities for learning when we come back. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive. With flavors from the family, passed down to survive. The Godfather's here, with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Teresa Angeles is our life strategist today. Her book is The Montessori Home and Beyond. Nurture the Heart of Your Child and Family. You'll find it, of course, you'll find it at Amazon. Most of us get a lot of books from Amazon. And, Teresa, the other location we can find your book?
Ingram Spark.
Ingram Spark. Okay. All right. So just real quickly, you know, I touched on this at the beginning, but there's so many challenges today for families. There's a lot of chaos in most of our in most of our homes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that chaos is there. It's even if everybody is peaceful, we've got the screens,
yeah,
we've got the computers, we've got the, you know, our phone devices. We've got a lot of things
being thrown at us.
Yeah. And that's stress. That's a lot of that brings stress even if everybody else is peaceful. How does what you're talking about, the Montessori home, how does that begin to help the stress that we all have to deal with today?
Such a great question. Another great question. And I believe Montessori can be a very relevant roadmap for the challenges that families face, especially today, because of the things that you just mentioned and the fact that we don't really have the villages that generations past.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have so many things, so much stuff, like you were saying. So I was talking about decluttering. For me, that's the very first thing so that I can concentrate, so my children can concentrate and find presence. Mm. I think that the Montessori approach can really help families to bond as they turn their attention to one another. Parents, I mean, whether your children are in school and you're doing something after school, or you're at home with them, or you're homeschooling or whatever, you taking a few minutes out of your week to really focus on your child, to observe, and then spending time with them, fulfilling what you've seen, can't help but change. And as we're looking at ourselves, Montessori said that the greatest preparation for the teacher was self-observation. That tells you that our interaction with our children is really key in the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I love about the Montessori and what I think healed me as an adult was the order in the environment. Just everything ordering, being ordered on every level. You know, like I talked about storage in the garage and then simple shelves, a little learning area. It could be right. One corner of your two little shelves. And I think having ways for children to accomplish their goals really helps them and makes more peace in the environment.
Yes.
We also can put all of our phones away for periods of time, you know, have a basket in the kitchen where all the adults just put their phones away as much as possible, and we just are present with each other. Mm-hmm. We have something called a table where children in the Montessori classroom, but also in the home, you can come together and understand what you're feeling, what you're needing, what you're thinking.
Oh, wow.
And you can express that. Another. And it's a process. And we have even a little, like a little chart. So a child, and with pictures if a child can't read yet, so they can follow that chart and see what's the first step. And we have maybe a fake flower that, or a peace pipe that we pass from person to person, you know, as we're talking.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's an amazing ritual that can help children express themselves, because they can't always express their feelings. Right. But if we help them, you know, this is what you were feeling. Oh, yes, that is what I was feeling.
Yeah.
You
know?
And what do you need? Well, I need to be able to have as much food as he gets, you know. So it really helps a lot. And as they grow, they continue to learn to interact. And what I've observed in families is that people, we don't always have time for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to talk and hear. And so our relationships somewhat suffer if we're all going in different directions.
Right.
I'd like to share one story from when my daughter was 18 months old.
Oh, I'd love
that. I had three boys first, and she was home with me. She was 18 months old, and I was, again, pregnant. And I was sorting the laundry. And I had a basket for each child and their name on it. So I had put those baskets out, and we were outside. I was outside with her, and she was on the teeter-totter and swinging. And then I said, Rosie, we need to go in and sort the laundry and get things put away. So she walked in with me, held my hand, and walked in with me. And I started sorting the laundry. And suddenly, she picked up one of her brother's shirts. And I had said, you know, I'm going to put this one in Joseph's basket, and this one in Chris's basket, and this one in Daniel's. And pretty soon, she was picking up the laundry and putting it into the right basket. She knew whose clothes were whose. And from my speaking about it, she knew which basket belonged to who. And she ended up sorting most of that laundry at 18 months old.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love
it. That's just amazing. Yes. It's just, to me, it was such an aha moment that our children have so many skills.
Yeah.
That they can develop really young if we give them the opportunity to, but we have to see where they are and what they need.
Well, and I also hear you you develop that connection, that empathy and connection early on. And so between that and the modeling, I think is a powerful tool.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that children of all ages, I mean, from birth, if you think about it, children are on a momentum to want to be more and more independent. Mm-hmm. They want to do things. That's why the 2-year-olds have tantrums, because they want to zip up the coat by themselves.
Sure.
And if you do it, they get so upset, you know. And so giving them the opportunity to develop those skills is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I found that working with my own children at home, exactly what you said, Lauren, created that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that connection and that willingness to be present is the key to happy families.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we, at the end of my book, I talk about traditions and rituals and celebrations. And if we can then bring our families to choose our traditions and our celebrations and our activities with community, with larger family, whatever, you know, all of that nurtures that great sense of connection and belonging and joy and meaning in life.
And
so what we need so much
and
today.
And that's the beyond you talk about in the book,
yeah.
I suppose.
Oh, that is the beyond. There's actually one other element. First of all, do I have another minute or two?
Well, no, unfortunately, we got to take a quick break here. I'm going to invite people to continue the conversation with Teresa Angeles by getting a copy of The Montessori Home and Beyond, where you buy books. This thing is packed It needs to be on your bookshelf. Well, no, it doesn't need to be on your bookshelf. It needs to be where you're reading, in your hands. The Montessori Home and Beyond, Teresa Angelus. We'll be back to wrap up our conversation here on Strategies. Be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Teresa Angelus. My only complaint here.
Oh, we need so much.
We need
time.
About three or four more hours with Teresa, so maybe she'll come back. In the meantime, folks, get the book, The Montessori Home and Beyond, Teresa Angelus. Okay, Teresa, let's end with this. What is the beyond? What? How would you describe the beyond?
Montessori talked about the absorbent mind of the child 0 to 6. And she had no technology when she observed that very special mind functioning that learned effortlessly and absorbed everything and created themselves by the impressions they took in.
Right.
What I have discovered is that neuroscience in the 1990s came out with the understanding of left brain and right brain, the right brain being a totally creative, sensitive, intuitive part of us.
Yes.
Right. And what I've learned, what I think validates Montessori's findings, is that the child begins in the right brain. Mm-hmm. The brain begins with the right brain and grows till it integrates with the left brain by age 6. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the time frame that Montessori talked about. In my mind, learning about the right brain helps us understand more about the absorbent mind and ratifies or confirms what she found with just her heart and her mind. That's what the beyond is about.
I love
right
it.
Brain is not a part of the Montessori norm, but I had to include it.
Absolutely. Teresa, thank you so much for the work you're doing. Thank you for this wonderful book. I'll look forward to you coming back. In the meantime, folks, The Montessori Home and Beyond, Teresa Angelus. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us today on Strategies. And we can do Strategies for Living because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing,
oof,
and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today if today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Teresa Angeles and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Thank you so much.